So we want to switch from talking about trees to talking about water damage. Last week we introduced this concept that even though normally we say al hanizik lahachich et atzmo, normally it's incumbent upon the nizik, the person being threatened, to protect himself from any potential damage. Like if someone wants to plant a tree, you don't have any time to say, well, the tree's going to grow and the roots are going to come and ruin my well. When the roots get close, that's when you'll chop off the roots if you need it, and you don't have any right to stop this neighbor from living a normal life of planting a tree. However, last week we saw, if that action the neighbor will take by planting the tree will result in a direct damage to your property. For example, planting a tree next to a field that you own, and because the tree is so close, he's going to have to plow around it and then trample on your plants. So that's also because you're putting into motion an inevitable direct damage to that person's property. Then we went on to say that the Rishonim, the way they understand the Gemara, seem to say a similar halacha would be that you can't plant a tall tree next to a person's vines or low crops, because that's going to cause the birds to come, and from there the birds will see the crops and eat the crops. We said, how about al-nizik l'harchich et atzmo? So we had two ways of understanding it. One way was the way the Rush understood it, that the issue there is that when you see the birds on your tree, you're going to shoo them away and it's going to go directly to the vines, like you're sending the birds to the vines. So that's similar to plowing on his field. You can't put a situation in place, which is the tree, which will eventually lead to direct damage to his property. That's the way the Rosh understood it, and the way we understood Tosfos was that really isn't the problem. The problem is, as soon as you put the tree there, there is now the possibility that immediately the birds will start coming to your tree and from there go to the vine without stopping. And from there we learned that it would be wrong to put pieces of bread on top of your porch where the birds will come when they weren't planning on it, and from there go to your neighbor's carrot garden. So that was this concept of what we introduced last week called Girig Delay, his arrows. We're going to go more into that tonight, and we'll focus on this week and the next few weeks we'll be focusing on water damage. Tonight we'll be talking about a case that I know from my experience that happens if you live in apartments and someone lives above you, or condominiums in Eretz Yisrael with diras. But you live underneath someone and they take a shower, and whenever they take a shower it decides to leak into your bathroom, and from there it goes into your carpet. What are the rules regarding how much right do you have to force your upstairs neighbor to stop taking showers, right? That's the topic tonight. But tonight we're talking about an easy sugi, which is Befeirish, Mazel Tov, which is Befeirish of Gemara. The end of a Metzia, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Gemara says like this, the case we're talking about, Lechora. Hanu Beit Rei, there were two people, Davadari Chadi Loi V'Chati Soi. They were living in two apartments, one above the other. Ifchis Maziva. Right, in those days they used to have something called a tikra, which is the ceiling, and on top of that there was a layer of plaster called a maziva. Right, the maziva was waterproof. That would stop water from leaking from the upper floor down to the next floor. And in this case, the maziva, that layer of plaster, deteriorated. There was a hole in it. So therefore, kimashi maye loy, when the top person washed his hands with water, azli umazgi latatoy, the water would go down through the holes in the plaster and damage the property downstairs. So the Gemara asks, "Mi misakin? Who is responsible to repair it?" Rechi bar Abba said, "Eli misakin. The top one has to repair the plaster, and then he can use his water." Rabbi Eloi, Mishum Rechi bar Yosi, Omer Eloi, in the name of Rechi bar Yosi, says, "Hatachte misakin. The one living in the lower floor, it's his responsibility to repair it. If he doesn't like the water dripping down, so let him repair it." The Gemara has a whole shakvataya, what the machlokus is dependent on, until finally the Gemara says, "Ela e equal the name of pligi." If there's a machlokus, tanoim, which is the source of this machlokis, the Plukta of Yossi Rabbanan to Hosan Kamiflegi. It's the machlokis that we learned in the first week between Yossi and the Chachamim. That machlokis that we have, I have repeated on the handout, the Mishnah of Baba Basra, whether you have a right to plant a tree next to a well. The Tanakhama said you have no right to plant a tree next to a well because eventually the roots are going to grow and damage the well. And the Tana, because the Tanakhama holds al hamazik lahar chichatasno, it's the potential damager. It's incumbent upon him to remove his threat to the neighbor. Rav Yossi though holds, we don't care whether the pit was there first or the tree is there first. You have the right to plant a tree, even though eventually it's going to go damage the well that's already there, because the rule is al ha nizik lahar chichatasno, it's incumbent upon the nizik, the person being damaged, to prevent the damage to his own property. So that's what the Gemara wants to say over here, that the machlok is between the Amoroyim, Rav Chia, and Rav Eloi, is based on this same machlokas. Rav Chia says the top person has to repair the damage. Why? Because he holds like the Tanakhama, who holds it's al hamazik l'harchis tzatzmo. You have to prevent your property from damaging. When you have this conflict between two neighbors, it's up to the potential damager to prevent the damage. Rabbi Loi though holds like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds just like Rabbi Yossi holds, you can plant the tree even though it's eventually going to go out and the roots will ruin the well. So here also you can wash your hands or take a shower in your apartment upstairs even though there is a hole in the floor and the caulk is missing and the water is going to seep down into the bottom floor. That's what the Gemara says. The machlokas Amoroyim is dependent on the same machlokas Tanoim that we learned a few weeks ago. Frek the Gemara Eini. Is it really a comparable case? The Ha'amar Ravashi, because Ravashi said, Ki Avinu Bei Rav Kana, when I was learning in Rav Kana's yeshiva, Havarmina, we used to say, Mada Rav Yossi Begirei Delay. Rav Yossi agrees that even though you have a right to plant a tree which eventually might go out and damage someone's well, but you don't have a right to throw arrows at your neighbor. So, meaning that if your action causes direct damage, you're not allowed to do that. So over here, when you're washing your hands or over the leaky floor or taking a shower and the water goes straight down into the floor below, that's not like planting a tree and then a few years later the roots are going to end up damaging the well. This is, you're like your arrows. You're turning on your water and the water is going downstairs and damaging the floor below. How can you say that? Rabbi Loi, who allows you to continue using the water, holds like Rabbi Yossi. This is Girei Delay. Enter the Gemara, you're right. The Paski Mai of Adonafli, the case that Rav Chia says it's mutter, that the case where Rabbi Loi and then Rav Chia says it's mutter, is talking where the water doesn't go directly down. The way Rashi learns it, what happens is the water hits the floor where you are washing, and the hole is further downhill somewhere. So the water runs further down until it gets to the hole, and from there it goes downstairs, so it's no longer your arrows. It's like the case of the tree, where the roots eventually go out and damage the well. Here also, this water hits the floor, and eventually it rolls down to the hole which goes downstairs.
It's within a matter of seconds, not eventually.
Well, it's
almost like an arrow. It's a slow arrow.
Well, arrows are immediate. This and the mice, it takes a while before it starts dripping downstairs. You know, you could be taking a shower for an hour, a half hour, and before it finally saturates and gets downstairs. So it's talking where, let's see the Rishonim and
depends on the size of the leak, you know,
right, depends on the hole, how much water you're using. You're right. If you know it, well, let's see the Rishonim first. First of all, what's the Svar of Girei Delay? Just understand what Girei Delay is. We're going to talk in future weeks in Yerusha Hashem. This is Girei Delay we're going to talk about. There's Grama of Girei, then there's Girei of your moment. This is Girei Delay though. Your arrows, what's shot in your arrows? You're not, even according to Rav Yossi, who protects the rights of a person to do what he wants in his house. You can't work in your house if it's Girei Delay, if you're shooting arrows. What's wrong if it's your arrows? What's shot in your arrows? So Rashi here says, even though Rav Yossi says on the other side of the handout, even though Rav Yossi says that you can, you can't stop your neighbor from doing natural activities in his yard, That's not like talking when the person's not damaging the neighbor. Kigon ilan uvar, like the case of the tree and the well. Shebeshan and tiyasa. What did the person do? He planted a tree. At that time, ena maziko. He's not causing any damage. My action, I can't damage a person. Now, when I planted a tree, my action was planting a tree. That did not cause any action. El hasharashim gedein. Later on, the roots grew, and they spread out on their own, after some amount of time, period of time. But where the person himself causes the damage, and throws his arrows, like here, where he's pouring water on the person's head downstairs, Modehu, Rav Yossi agrees, the lo grama de nizakinu, that's not a grama anymore. The tifati dipati, they should be pater. El a mazik mamish, he is a mazik. Who? The adam muad le olam, a person is always called a muad, or the yoshin, if he's awake, if he's sleeping, shogi, he made it, it's accidental or on purpose. A person is responsible for his actions. This whole heter of nizik le hachin nizas is only when you're not being mazik the person directly. If you are directly damaging the person over there, you have to stop. If it's indirect, so this they all talk about, even the grum is usir, so that will leave aside. But this is the svara of Rashi, that the heter of Yossi does not apply when you are a person who is damaging the neighbor. That there's no heter. The Rambam puts it this way. The Rambam says the way we've been saying it, when do we say that the nizik has the right, the mazik has the right to do what he wants? That's she'enu marchik, she'enu marchik. When do we say he doesn't have to distance himself away from his actions? That's b'shoya and nezik bo me'elo. That's when the damage comes on its own. After the mazik's actions will be finished. But if this person's actions that he's doing in his property are damaging his friend, as he's doing them, it's like he's damaging with his hands. What's the analogy? Someone standing in his yard, and he's shooting arrows into his friend's property and killing cows there or damaging him. And he says, I'm doing in my yard, I can do whatever I want in my yard. Of course, we stop him from doing that because he's an Adam Amazik. That's the Svara. Rav Yossi says, that's if your action didn't do anything, you planted a tree. So your action stopped that day and there's no damage. Damage happens a long time afterwards. That's a Grama. Wanki Chayiv for a Grama, that we spoke about, we'll see soon also, we'll repeat the Nezivas, why you're not high for that grama. Right? I'm not allowed to let my dog go and bite people, why am I allowed to let my tree go and damage people's wells? Right? We'll come back to that soon. So that's the general svara of Girei Delay. Now over here in this case, the case of the water, Rashi explains, why is it not Girei Delay? Right? If when I'm taking my shower and the water is going downstairs, my action is taking a shower, the water is going downstairs, why isn't that Girei Delay? So Rashi says, we're talking in a case where it doesn't go directly down. When I'm taking a shower, it's all directly below, you know, where I'm washing myself and the hole's right there. You know, I have a hole in the sink and there's a hole in the floor, and whenever I turn on the water, it goes straight down. So that's Girei Delay. I'm turning on the faucet and the water is going straight down. But in this case, the way Rashi explains it, the water doesn't go straight down. I turn on the faucet, and then the water, I don't put the shower curtain in, and the water goes out of the shower, and from there it finds little holes in the caulk, and it weaves its way down until it finally gets downstairs. My action was taking a shower. The water is on the floor as a result of my action, and later on the water goes down. That's not Girei Delay. That's like I planted a tree, and later on the roots go out and damage the well. So that's the way Rashi understands it. The way the Rashi and the Rambam understand it, it's a similar svara, but they seem to have a different girsa. And they say that it could even be directly below. But we're talking in a case where there's some of the plasters left, And what happens is, since it's deteriorated, the water gets absorbed there for a little while, but it, because of the hole, it eventually goes down. So that's the way the Rambam puts it. See, the Lashon, he says, "Im hoyas Hashem aziva." There was some place there. Shemayim kolamba beishvich. The water gets absorbed in it when you're taking your shower. Va'achasha yifsok ha'elin milishpach. When you finish your shower, then yivlu ha'mayim. The water gets absorbed v'yardim and natval atachin. Then it goes down and dirties the bottom person's property. Then sarach atachin l'sakin. It's up to the bottom one to fix it. Ulharchak asim and nizik. Nezik, he has to remove himself from the nezik. Right, that's the way the Rambam puts it. Similar to Rashi, it's not your direct action. The way the Shulchan Aruch passes it in the Siman Kuf Nun Hey, which we've been concentrating on, basing it on the Rambam, Hoyu Meimei Ha'Elyon Yardim Alatachton. If someone upstairs has water that's going downstairs, Umazikin also damaging him. Im Ein Sham Maziva. If there's no plaster there at all, b'inyan in a way, shekish shofech meimav, when he pours his water, miyad yardin letatan, immediately he goes down to the downstairs apartment, u'mazikin also, and it damages him, chayif l'salik hazeko, then the upstairs person has to remove the hezek by not using his water, or by fixing the holes, because that's giri delay. But if there's some plaster there, shamayim nivloim, that the water gets absorbed, vein and yardim yad, it doesn't go down immediately. And just afterwards it goes down, umazikin and damages. Eino chayiv l'salik hezek. In that case, he's not chayiv to remove the hezek, because that's the typical dinner of Yossi, that if my action doesn't cause a direct damage, so I'm allowed to live in my house in a normal way. And you can't stop me from doing that. Right, the way... Okay, we'll come...
Under Rashi, though, there's no difference if there's a stop in the Maisa, right? It seems Rashi says as long as you were the one who's Maisa, at least from here, it seems that as long as the Maisa was done by you, and eventually it will hit the person, the other...
The downstairs.
Then you're fine.
No, you're not fine. He says it eventually makes you fine.
Where does he say it?
Rashi says that what happened was the water didn't go directly down. Al b'makam acher misham heinim shachin. They go further down in your property. Ach enough of b'makam until they fall down. It's not directly. Your water is not directly over the hole. The hole is further downhill. It's similar to the Rambam's pshat. He's saying there's two reasons why you have a delay over here. According to the Rambam, you have a delay because there's some thickness to the floor, and that absorbs the water, and it takes a while before that wood gets saturated, so the water starts dripping downstairs. According to Rashi, the delay is caused because the hole is not directly where you're taking the shower. You know, water has its ways of finding holes, and it could be, you know, 10 feet away, 20 feet away where the water is finding its way down. So that's also not called a direct result of your meisim. Right, that's the... Yeah, it's the same one Rashi's after the other. Rashi, you know, the first Rashi is just explaining the principle. The principle, giri delay, is that even though I have a right to do what I want on my property, but I can't be mazigi directly, whether I'm asleep or awake, adam or the olam. But it has to be my direct action caused the hezek. It has to be like I shot the arrow. If it's not a direct hezek, because the water takes a while to stream down to get downstairs, that's not my action anymore. It's my mammon might be damaging you. But that's what we learned the first week, when we have conflicts between neighbors. Should I have the right to plant a tree, or should you have the right to have a well? The rule is you can do whatever you want in your property, and the nizik has to protect himself. The way people say, we'll say it now. The nizivus explained it, that my ox, I have to stop from goring. My dog, I have to stop from biting someone, because I can own an ox and I can own a dog and watch it normally, put it in a fence. And I can, and I have the ability to own an ox or own a dog. But if you tell me that whenever I plant a tree, I have to be careful that the roots don't spread out next door, so then I'll never be able to plant a tree, because trees, by definition, have roots that expand. So when there's this type of conflict that will prevent me from doing what I need to do in my house, like planting trees or washing myself, so I have the right to plant the tree. I have the right to wash myself. If there's any damage that gets incurred from those actions, it's up to the nizik to prevent it. So the nizik will have to pay to stop the to fix the plaster to stop the water from coming down, and the nizik will have to pay to hire someone to when the roots get close to as well. Right? That's the way Nesivus explains the Chazon Ish. Explains similarly that when there's a conflict between the two, we allow a person to do legal actions in his house, even though it might eventually threaten the next door and cause damage next door. The exception that we're learning this week and the end of last week was you can't be an automatic. Your action can't directly damage that person that's next door. Then you're an automatic, which is always awesome. So the application of that is turning on the water and going straight down, you're like putting a hose, right? You can't put a hose on, you can't, you know, if it's next door and he has his clothes drying, you can't take a hose and start spraying them because you want to, you know, see how far the water goes, right? You're being mazik, you're throwing water at his drying clothes. You can't put water downstairs that's going to go damage him downstairs, but if what you're doing is taking a shower and then eventually the water drips down, we can't stop you from taking a shower. That's the din al hanizig l'hachachachas, the way we paskin, and that seems to be paskin by Shulchan Aruch. The Mishkan is Yisrael, Rav Grossman paskins based on the Shulchan Aruch in his tshuvas. He says like this: if there are small drops going down from the pipes downstairs, so you can't, you can't force the top person l'saking to fix it, since the damage isn't going straight down from what he's, the water he's using, straight down to the dwelling next door. In Yarden b'shechem, I'm Reuben. But if you know, when a lot of water goes straight down, then the top person has to fix it. That's the way he understands it. The Darkei Mishpat, who's Mamish a contemporary, he says the Simar Halacha, if the damage downstairs is coming when the top person turns on the faucet to use it, so if the water is going straight down and in a way where the hezek, the water doesn't stop, right, the water just goes straight down, it doesn't get absorbed, it goes straight down, so there he says according to everyone it's usur and you have to not turn on the water. However, if you don't have those conditions, the water doesn't go straight down and it doesn't, it's not immediate, it first gets absorbed and then it goes down, see what you're saying, like if the water is in a stream and you see it going down, so that could be your maisa. But we're talking where it gets absorbed first, right? That's the way the Shulchan Aruch passes it. You know, Rashi seems to extend it a little bit more. Maybe you know, if you see the water going straight down into the hole, that's the chiddush of Rashi maybe, but in our cases, our case will be like the Shulchan Aruch, you know, in our houses, you never see the hole straight down going downstairs. It's always going to be that, you know, you wish you knew where the hole was. If you own a house and you have two floors, you know that you never can find the hole. It's not so simple. So that's what they're saying. It's not going straight down. It gets absorbed and then eventually it drops. So that's not your maisa. So that's the way Mishkan is. You saw Darkei Mishpat, both Paskin and Mishkan Shalom, they all seem to, they paskin based on this halacha, that if it's a slow drip, it takes a while to get down there, so then that's alanizgul hachachatzasma. If it's straight down, the water goes straight, then you have a problem. Now this sefer put out by this Kolel in Eretz Yisrael, this Ari, and it's there's a Kolel, he learns Choshen Mishpat, so this Rav David Ringel wrote a letter to Rav Grossman when he saw this tshuva. This is written 10 years ago, and he said that, you know, maybe times have changed. It does rankle us, you know, that I have a problem with my caulking, and I thought you downstairs have to pay for me to fix my bathtub and caulk it and grout it, and you know, why should you have to do that? It's my house. So he says maybe times have changed. Because in the times of Chazal, houses weren't made so well. Right, what was the plumbing system like in the times of Chazal? There weren't pipes. Well, it was that you have the water again, you carry the water up in a bucket and you'd use it, and there would be a ditch that would go on the floor and run outside, And that's why you did the water. And if there's a hole in the floor, so then the water would go downstairs. But in general, the houses weren't made so strong, huh?
It's like it's strong nowadays.
Yeah, he said it's like nowadays when you have the holes to get the water out. But there was no real plumbing. The houses were made very weak. It was only a matter of time. Right? That's what he's saying. It was only a matter of time when you owned a house. It was only a matter of time before the water would start dripping next door. Because it wasn't, PVC pipes or metal pipes that stopped the water from going through. It was just warning on the floor, and it's a matter of time before it starts leaking through. So under such a situation, there you have the Nesivas Svara. Look, I have a right, everyone has a right to have water in the house. You have to wash Negel Wasser, you have to wash yourself sometimes, right? You need water in your house. You can't stop me from having water. To stop me from having water in my house, that wouldn't be normal. And it's dripping downstairs, but that's part of life, because the way houses were in those days, it was only a matter of time, maybe weeks. He doesn't say how long, but it's under such a construction, it wasn't long before the water would start dripping downstairs. And to stop me from and force me to not use my water because it's dripping downstairs, that's unusual punishment. That's stopping me from using my house in a normal way. We said nowadays, where we have plumbing and tiles and all the different things that prevent the water from going downstairs, which should work. So he holds that nowadays, if you have a problem that your water is going downstairs, then you're a mazik again. Because that's not normal usage. In the times of Chazal, normal usage was to take water and it would leak downstairs. That's normal. You have to learn to live with it. It's not so terrible. You put a bucket there on the bottom and that's the way life is. But nowadays, everyone has tiles and layers and layers. So then, if you don't fix it, you're called a mazik. And nowadays, he wants to say, the upper story would have to fix his own bathtub to stop it from leaking downstairs. That's what he wrote to Rav Grossman. And I have Rav Grossman's reply. Rav Grossman replied, Ein daiti nota, I don't think it's right. Sheben nimtze svaros, when you think of a svara, lomavus sasas, which isn't based on any chazal. You just thought of this, that, in those days the houses were like that, then it went straight down, nowadays houses are different. So to me, Rav Grossman writes, it doesn't seem to me that it's efshel l'shanus hadin halacha l'maisa, that you could change halacha l'maisa, shulchan aruch paskins, that the bottom floor is the one that has to stop the water from dripping, and because you make this svara, well, now times have changed and plumbing is different, you can't change halacha based on that. But then he says, in b'shul chabura matov, you're just making a chabura and you're talking, you have a pilpul chabura, so then it's nice, it's a nice svara, you can talk about it, but if you want halacha lamaisa, you can't change the halacha based on a svara like that. At the bottom he says, by the way, my new sefer Netzach Yisrael came out, if you learn it, you come to my house and I'll give it to you if you're interested. So I don't know if that still applies, but that's the one I'm missing. I have his two other svarim, but Netzach Yisrael I'm missing, it's not so available. So anyway, that's it's a nice svara, but can you say that it's like maybe too scientific to say, well, that halacha applied in the olden days when the houses were like that. That's when you had the halacha. Nowadays things have changed and the halacha doesn't apply. Right now we don't have any svara to stop the top person from using his water. But the Mishpat Tzedek says, and Pesachei Choshen seems to say a similar thing. He says, what's the Gemara talking about? What damage is happening downstairs? So damage is that I'm sitting downstairs and the water's dripping on my head or it's dripping in my soup. So that's damaging me, and I want you to stop damaging my the way I can live downstairs. That's something that's preventing me from from using my house downstairs. What was the lashon that it was dripping on his head? So you're putting water on his head. So that's something that you have the right to. That's where we're talking that you have a right to continue doing your work upstairs, and if he's getting damaged downstairs, let him protect himself. But there could be other damage. There's damage caused to the ceiling. Right? The damage caused to my ceiling downstairs from the water upstairs is direct. His water that goes outside the shower is going straight and damaging my ceiling. So that's an autumn mazik, that his water is damaging my ceiling directly. Right, in the times of the, here we're going a little bit historical, but, you know, times of Chazal, the ceilings weren't worth anything. It was just whatever it was. It was wood and the plaster on top of it. It wasn't that you would ruin it. But over here, where the paint starts peeling and the thing, the plaster starts dripping all over your thing, you're going to have to hire someone to repaint it. So that's a damage that's happened directly. So using that svara, the bottom neighbor could stop the top neighbor from taking his shower in a way that's going to directly ruin his ceiling. Because the Gemara was talking about damage that happens to me to prevent my living normally in my house. That we have the machlokas hamas, or the nisigal hashur and sasmo. But for you to go take water and directly damage my ceiling, that I could stop you from doing. So until you repair the holes in your caulk, you should not use the water, which is going to continue damaging my ceiling. That's what he posits. So let's just review what we learned, and you know, we can act accordingly, according to our consciences. Of course, you always ask a shayla before you do it, but we have seen now firsthand the swara of giri delay, even though we have hold all over. The Rav Yossi, we constantly Rav Yossi al hanizik la'achar chatzasma, and there's a conflict between two neighbors. Every person has a right to live normally in his property, even though it might eventually, and that's a key word, even though it will eventually, his action could cause damage next door. If he's doing a normal way of living in his house that can't be done in a way that prevents the damage, except to expense, so he has the right to act the way he wants in his house. He can plant a tree even though it will go hit the well. He can take a shower even though the water will eventually find its way downstairs in a hole and prevent the person from, or have the person have to fix whatever gets ruined downstairs from the water damage. That's the way we pass them. That's called al-nizk l'achar chatzasma. However, if the water directly damages the person downstairs, the way the poskim say, the hole is directly beneath where your water is, and as soon as you turn on the water is already dripping downstairs, there's no delay, so that's giray delay, and then you're called autumn amazik. We can't say, well, I'm taking a shower, but you can't be an autumn amazik. That you can't do. This heter of shcheinim is that your property, if your property eventually causes damage next door, that's okay if there's no other way you can live there. But for you to directly damage your neighbor, that's also no matter what. That's called an autumn hamazik. That you can't do. So if the water goes straight down, that's usur. Based on that, we've had the first poskim paskin that in the contemporary cases where a leak in a caulk will not cause the water to go directly down immediately. It'll take hours before the water eventually gets downstairs. So there should be mutter for you to continue showering upstairs and using the water upstairs, even though it ends up dripping downstairs. We had the svara of Rabbi Ringel, who wanted to say that maybe it's different nowadays because, you know, it's unusual to have such bad plumbing, and you're called a mazik. Rav Grossman didn't like that svara, but we do have this svara at the end that if the shower does directly damage the ceiling, so then you're causing damage to the house next door through your direct actions, so that would be something that would be enforceable as you in the bottom saying upstairs you are not allowed to be autumn amazik, you cannot use your shower in a way that directly damages me. Next week, Bli Neder will talk about a similar case, but the halacha is very different, and that's going to be when the water is not water that you're using, but the water is coming from rain. You have problems with your drain pipes, and they're going downstairs and either hurting the downstairs neighbor or the next door neighbor, and that Bli Neder will talk about next week.